Hi, this is dictation from Mohammed Amir, MUHAMMADAMIR, date of service is 3/18/2024, date of birth is 9/18/1986. And date of accident is 8/29/2023. Mr. Mohammed Amir is here for follow-up evaluation. He was initially involved in an automobile accident dated 8/29/2023, where he was rear-ended on the driver's side, and his wife was traveling with him, leading to some headaches, and no symptoms of TBI were reported initially, but pain syndrome was reported from neck, mid-back, and lower back, moderately severe pain from 6 to and some pain in the right knee, around 6, with no radiation to the legs. Some pain in the right ankle was reported to the tune of 6. The patient had a previous automobile accident also prior to this accident, where he underwent a surgery for his lumbar spine as a L5-S1 with the Dr. Mohan, and there is a scar of 3 inches at L4-5-S1 area. Oh, he was initially seen on 9/7/2023 after the accident, and he has been followed up regularly. He has been undergoing conservative treatment with medication and physical therapy. Currently, his pain level is between 6 and 7. ADLs are affected 6. And 30% improvement has been reported by the patient so far. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review. And he has no symptoms of TBI. And additional history, substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. In the physical examination, kindly mention the blood pressure of 141/92, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam continues to be the same as from the date of service of 2/5/2024, and dictation number was 2/0206-085. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue the therapy as per patient visit for the neck and the lower back and the left knee, left ankle, 2 times per week with the traction massage, and patient is released to light duty job, 7 hours, 5 days with 10 pound lifting limit. The patient has enough medications, so he declines to get extra medications at this time. He's continues to using back brace, cold compresses, left knee brace, and cervical traction sleeping pad. He's also seeing a neuropsych and a neurology for further therapy. He was also referred to Dr. Gilliard. He's being referred to Dr. Gilliard for a possible knee consultation. His MRIs were reviewed at length. In the left knee, MRI shows anterior cruciate ligament sprain and interstitial tear in the posterior horn of medial meniscus. Cervical spine MRI shows a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, for which cervical epidural injections, continuing traction of the spine, and yoga exercises, medications, infrared heat, laser heat have been discussed to the patient. In addition, lumbar spine MRI shows a herniated disc at L4-5, L3-4, and L5-S1. If the pain continues in the lumbar spine area, the only solution is to provide 3 or 4 injections of the steroid-based lumbar epidural steroid injections. And the patient has not provided a consent. Once he agrees, the procedures will be scheduled. He does have a moderate left hydronephrosis with a prominence of renal pelvis, which has discussed to the patient. He needs to go and see his primary care physician. Thank you. He'll be seen in 30 days' time.